The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are broadcasting from our beautiful Liberty University studios. And it was a long weekend. It was a good weekend, and I hope you had a great weekend. I had to fly out to California on Saturday for a speaking engagement on Sunday, and then came right back after the speaking engagement. And then the flight got delayed, and anyway, got it about 2:30 this morning, Memphis time. And had a very interesting trip out to Los Angeles. By the way, the city is a hellhole. I hate to break this to you. I mean, I have never seen so many homeless encampments. It's unbelievable. I felt like we were driving through, Mogadishu in Somalia. It was horrible. And as a matter of fact, the people that were driving me around for the weekend, they would tell me, you know, we try not to come down to Los Angeles proper downtown. As a matter of fact, you stay out of downtown, because it's a war zone. They said people literally, will come up to your car. You're at a stoplight. They'll just come right up to your window, point a gun at you, and you got to hand over your wallet or your whatnot. But anyway, I was speaking at an event Sunday. A lot of politicians were there, and I am very encouraged by some of the things happening in Santa Clarita, which is a large city that's a part of the metropolitan area there, a couple of 100,000 people in this town. And specifically, conservatives are trying to make inroads into the school board. So you have moms and dads that are now fighting back in, of all places, California. And my hat is off to you good people out there. So Freedom's Way Baptist Church is where I was at, and a great crowd there and a good people. And it is great to know that there are patriots there in the Golden State that are not tired of fighting just yet. And so we wish them the very best. And we're going to try to get some of the school board folks on because they really are standing up to some mighty, mighty evil things there in that area. I want you to write down our telephone number. You're going to need this today, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, I called in on Friday's show. Jeff Katz from WRVA did a great job filling in. But I had a few things to say about the FBI, and I've got a lot to say about the FBI today. What I said months ago, I stand by. The FBI should be defunded and dismantled, brick by brick, piece by piece. There is no saving this institution. It's over with. It's done. Stick a fork in them. So now we know that the FBI, in the days leading up to the presidential election in 2020, told Facebook, hey, we've got Russian disinformation. It's about to drop any second now. So if you see a weird story, we don't want you to promote it on Facebook. And what happened? Well, the next day, the Hunter Biden laptop story drops, and Facebook made the decision to suppress that story. Twitter, by the way, blocked it outright. And it makes you wonder if, in fact, the FBI paid a visit to Jack Dorsey and the folks over at Twitter. Mark Zuckerberg on the Joe Rogan podcast went out there and said, hey, look, this is what the FBI did. They basically, well, I'm going to let you hear what Zuckerberg said, then I'm going to tell you what he really said.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
So when you say the distribution is decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. But I mean, but basically, a lot of people were still able to share it. We got a lot of complaints that that was the case. You know, obviously, this is a hyper-political issue, so depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much. But
right.
But we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which, you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's a very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically, but it basically fit the pattern.
Well, there you go. So that's what Zuckerberg said, but here's what he really said. He was telling us that Facebook came a calling. Facebook said, hey, look, you're going to do this or else there could be big trouble. Facebook intimidated and bullied. They put the screws to Mark Zuckerberg. That's what they did. And Zuckerberg capitulated. And, you know, I suspect a lot of other people would do the same thing if you have the FBI showing up at your place of business. Now, we wouldn't do that here because we know where the FBI is coming from, and we don't bow down and worship the FBI. They don't tell us, and they're never going to be able to tell us what we can and cannot say on the radio. That's just not how we play. But someone like Zuckerberg, who's one of these woke millennial types, he's going to capitulate. And that's what happened. And that's what they did. Here's what Tucker Carlson has to say about that. Cut 7.
Turns out the FBI dramatically interfered with the 2020 presidential election. Dramatically, unequivocally. This was election interference by the country's biggest law enforcement agency, says Mark Zuckerberg. Remarkable.
Yeah, it is remarkable because the FBI is now on the record. And by the way, the FBI admits they did all of this. They're just saying that they were just, it was a cautionary warning. Well, that's a load of hooey. Clearly, the FBI meddled in the 2020 presidential election. And we know that because they did it in the 2016 presidential election with the fake Russian dossier. But this is a profound moment in American history, ladies and gentlemen, because a new survey out, nearly 80% of Americans say had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop story, it would have impacted their vote in the presidential election. In other words, the FBI knew exactly what they were doing, everybody. They knew it. They knew that we would buy this hook, line, and sinker. And now the FBI, with the raid on Mar-a-Lago, is trying to meddle in the 2024 presidential election. The FBI is now a rogue government agency. and they do not have the best interest of the American people or law enforcement front and center. Now, look, I don't like Lindsey Graham all that much. The guy's politics are all over the place. But Lindsey Graham on the weekend shows raising a lot of concerns about this FBI raid and the redacted copy that came out for the affidavit. And Lindsey Graham made an interesting prediction about where all of this is going.
Say this, if there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, which you presided over and did a hell of a good job, there'll be riots in the streets.
He's not wrong, ladies and gentlemen. When you see the redactions, I mean, it's ridiculous. They were literally they redacted the reason why they needed to redact the affidavit. And I think the average American person, I think our audience here, you guys see through this and you know exactly what's going on here. But I think there is going to be violence in the streets if they take President Trump into custody. And it will be done in a dramatic way. This is not going to be one of those where, you know, he shows up in the alleyway at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, no, no. This is going to be a very high profile arrest when the federal government decides, the deep state says it's time to arrest Donald Trump. He'll be giving some sort of a rally. Maybe he'll be out on the golf course. And you better believe that the feds will have CNN videographers embedded with them when they take down the former president. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And it will be very, very high profile. But look, over the years, what we've been going all the way back to the Obama administration, conservatives have been persecuted by the government. Persecuted. Billy Graham, the pro-life organizations, the Tea Party. How many times were we audited? How many times were we investigated over the years? We've seen in recent years, we've seen the police coming under attack. We've seen our cities burned to the ground. We've seen our businesses looted, pillaged, and plundered. And at what point do we say enough is enough? Because there have been plenty of justified reasons for conservatives to get out there and march in the streets. You've got the Democrats out there talking about civil war all the time and they're blaming us. We're not the ones talking about civil war. It's the Democrats. And we're going to play some audio a little bit later on in the show about that. But do you agree with Lindsey Graham that the line in the sand is when they take the president into custody? And when that happens, when they decide to prosecute Trump, all the gloves come off and the conservatives are out in the streets. Do you believe that to be the case? Do you believe that there would be riots in the streets? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing good today on this Monday. President Trump just put out a statement. I've got to share this with you, and this is rather, this is going to trigger some people. So now it comes out conclusively, the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, knowing that if they did not, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election. By the way, we have at least two polls out there saying that is absolutely accurate, that if people would have known about the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, then that would have impacted their vote on Election Day. The president goes on to say, this is massive fraud and election interference at a level never seen before in our country. And then he offers a remedy. President Trump says this, declare the rightful winner or, and this would be the minimal solution, declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately. So here, in a nutshell, President Trump says, hey, you got a choice here. Either declare me the winner or hold a new election right now. What? It's fascinating. I mean, Trump's got a good point here. I mean, the FBI has been caught meddling in two presidential elections. Now, you may not like Donald Trump, and that is your right not to like Donald Trump. So you go out there, you can campaign for the other guy, you can get out there and you can write a blog or you can post something on Twitter or Facebook. But what you cannot do if you're a federal government agency is not only actively campaign against somebody, but try and sabotage their campaigns. And that's what Trump is saying happened here. Fraud and election interference. By the way, go back to Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Go back to the text messages. We've got an insurance policy. Trump is never going to be president. What they didn't count on was a secret weapon that Donald Trump had. It was called We the People. And we really didn't care what the deep state said. But the second go around, I think a lot of people got sucked in to all of the 24/7 Trump hating that's out there in the mainstream media. So what do you think here? I mean, Trump offers a solution. Do you think that he should be declared the rightful winner? Do you think we ought to have a new election? Do you think that there should be some sort of a new presidential election? I don't think the Constitution, I don't think it allows for that, but it's certainly something to think about. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, Ben Shapiro is raising some concerns about the midterm elections. I have been voicing these concerns for about a month or so now, and I've been getting a lot of blowback from the America First crowd. There's a brand new CBS poll out, and they're projecting that the Republicans will capture 226 seats in November. That will give them the majority, not by much. They'll have a majority plus 8 seats. Now, the Democrats, in a generic congressional ballot, they lead 44.3% to 43.8%. It's not looking good for the Democrats, but it's not looking great for the Republicans. Now, if these numbers hold true, that means that the Senate would not move over into the Republican column. A lot of people are concerned about this, and rightfully so. We've been talking about it for a while. The Republicans are losing steam. So Shapiro's out there, and he's saying that some of the reasons are because of the Roe v. Wade decision, but he says there's something else going on here. He says that it's Donald Trump's fault. Shapiro says the GOP is miscalibrating the very nature of the American political scene right now based on a myth. In fact, the entirety of American politics is based on dueling versions of the same false mythology, the mythology of the emerging Democratic minority majority. Democrats have banked on this myth since 2012, believing it excuses their cultural and economic excesses. And he goes on further to say that the Republicans only believe a magical person like Donald Trump can defeat it. So when Trump is attacked, Republicans immediately return to making him the centerpiece of the conversation. And Shapiro says that harms the Republican Party. All right, we'll talk more about that later. 844-747-8868. ToddStearns.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit, AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. All right, good to have you back with us, everybody. Look, I appreciate what Shapiro wrote, and we've been saying the same thing. I think the reasoning is off base here. You know, Ben Shapiro is saying the reason why there's this malaise that is starting to envelop the Republican Party, it's because of Donald Trump. I don't think that's the case. I think the issue here is that we haven't really unified around a central theme, a core group of issues. And we have seen this play out in a lot of different races now. And I still think there needs to be some sort of a contract with America between the Republicans, the candidates, and we the people. And topping that list needs to be crime. That's something that everybody's dealing with. And we can all get our head wrapped around that. But look, I understand that President Trump, it doesn't matter if he is reelected in 2024, he's still going to be talking about what happened to him in 2020. And I get that. But that can't be our rally cry. There's got to be something that's going to motivate people to get out and vote and put Trump back into office. And the economy's got to be up there. You got to have crime. You got to secure the border. I mean, we could come up with a contract with America on this program. What would you like to see the Republican candidates embrace? And these are issues that we can all get on board with. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This story from Hillsboro, New Jersey, in the middle school there. And this is a bizarre story. So we have it up on our website. The middle school there in Hillsboro Township, New Jersey, they got a library. They also have a high school library there. In this library is a book called This Book is Gay. And the book, among other things, shows children how to use a gay hookup app called Grindr. And they actually have reviews in this book. And we've got the photographs. You can see it for yourself at toddstarns.com. It was found in both middle school and high school libraries in Hillsboro. The book graphically details how to have gay sex using kid-friendly language like blowies and bumming. Quote, this is literally what grooming children for sex looks like. Education activist Frank McCormick wrote on Twitter. We've had Frank on the program before. He's been a regular guest. He posted photographs of book chapters titled The Ins and Outs of Gay Sex. Literally, the ins and outs. Quote, straight people have blank sex all the time, the book notes. Straight men like stuff up their bums just as much as gay ones. Now, many of you right now are horrified. You are disgusted and you're firing off an angry email. How dare you, Todd? You're a good Christian. Yes, I am a good Christian. I try to be. But you need to understand what we're dealing with in the public schools. This is not just some sort of, you know, innuendo or kind of hinting around. No, they're going straight for the jugular on this stuff. The book also features reader reviews of Grindr in a chapter titled The Great Sex App Debate. Now, somebody needs to explain to me why it's okay for this kind of a book to be anywhere near a public school library. Somebody needs to explain that to me. And if you're disgusted, well, you ought to be. This is pornography in your public, taxpayer-funded pornography. So I say not only do they need to give the book the heave-ho, but they also need to toss out every person responsible for putting it there in the first place. Unbelievable what's going on in our public school system. And I get emails from, why do you write about these stories? That's just disgusting. Good Christians ought not to be talking. You know what? No. A bad Christian is somebody who puts their head in the sand and just pretends like nothing's wrong. As a matter of fact, that's the problem with America. Far too many of these good so-called church-going religious people, they turn a blind eye to the fact that the country is a raging dumpster fire right now. A raging cultural and moral dumpster fire. And the reason why is because you guys don't want to talk about the issues. And not you guys, the audience. I'm saying you folks that keep sending me these nasty emails. Somebody said, Tom, why do you read that? Because I do read, because I want to respond, because I want people to understand why it's important that you know this kind of garbage is going on. But more importantly, your tax money is funding this garbage. All right, I want to play some audio here. Because there is something that happened at a church in Houston, Second Baptist Church. It is a massive church, like 30, 40,000 members, huge church. The pastor there is a guy named Ed Young Sr. I want to set the stage. This was a six-minute diatribe. We're only going to play a portion of it. But this is from the Sunday service. They're having a devil of a time in Houston with crime. It's off the charts. The district attorneys, they're all Soros influenced. So nobody's getting prosecuted. People are living in fear. And what are the big mega churches have been, what have they been doing? They've been doing nothing. The mega churches have stood down because they don't want to offend people. A lot of the mega churches are, well, we just have to have diversity. If we're not diverse, we're not like Jesus. And that's all their focus is, right? If you don't have a diverse congregation, then you're like a sinner or something. I don't know what it is, whatever. So anyway, somebody sent this to me. They said, Todd, you got to listen to this. This is a mega church preacher, and he's calling out the district attorney. He's calling out these progressive politics, and you got to hear just, well, let's take a listen.
If the most liberal city in America, we think, is San Francisco, and they had enough votes to recall an absolutely woke DA, what do we need to do? What do we need to do? Let me tell you. Let me show you a little bit how this works. And I've checked this out with many people. You have a criminal who is caught. And by the way, our administration does not back up very well our sheriffs and our police who are already on the job. They're afraid to be a policeman because they're not backed up by those they answer to. That's one problem. But how this works, you have someone who is caught or tried, and they go before a magistrate who is appointed by the judges. And the magistrate, let's say it's a big criminal case and sets the bond for $100,000. Generally, bondsmen get about 10% of that, be $1,000. But here is a criminal who cannot come up with $1,000. And so, therefore, the bondsman says, well, come up with something and owe me the rest while you're free. Let's say he came up with $1,000. He owes $9,000. What does that criminal do in order to remain free for an indefinite period of time? He goes and robs and steals again to get the other $9,000 so he gets the bondsman off his case. Corruption, laziness on steroids, and here we go, catch and release. The lack of law enforcement. We have, right now, we're looking for already 25,000 suspects, and we have only 12 people in the sheriff's office who are looking for all those suspects of crime. We have 700 unserved warrants for murder. People that have been warranted for murder, and we have 700 of them, and the warrants have not been served. Police is short. It's staffed by over 2,000 officers we need. Leaving accused criminals free to roam and commit more and more crime right here in our town, in our county. What happened to all of our resources for law enforcement? They have been diverted to bicycle trails and other green initiatives rather than salaries for hiring desperately needed new officers. Multiple reports of ambushes on those bicycle trails, street people living on them ride the trails at your own risk. Now, do you think my opening statement was undersaid? Ladies and gentlemen, if Houston and Harris County is to survive, we had better throw those bums out of office. They are not doing their job that we have called them to.
Wow. And the applause just went on and on and on, and people were cheering. And this was inside a church building on Sunday. Now, the left has shamed a lot of these preachers out there into silence and submission. But thank God for the pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, Ed Young Sr., because he told it like it was. And folks, you don't think there's a price to pay? They are coming after this guy. People are calling the Internal Revenue Service. They're demanding that the church's tax-exempt status be revoked. But this man was speaking truth to the culture. By the way, all you ministers out there, this is how you do it right here. You better believe this is important to the community. Over the weekend, Sunday, the church I was at, they opened the doors up to the politicians because they wanted to give them a platform so that people could hear and make informed decisions. That's part of the responsibility of the church, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about wanting to be a good neighbor. Well, that's being neighborly. I mean, if the local media is not going to talk about the rise in violent crime and the fact that it's happening under progressive administrations, if they're not going to do that, we've got to be able to have those conversations in the church house. And I say, good for you, Pastor. Good for you. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Do you have a problem with what that pastor did? Or do you want to see more of that in America's pulpits? Folks, you want to know somebody else who's doing a great job standing up for freedom and helping to flip those school boards, those progressive school boards? Our friends over at Patriot Mobile. As a matter of fact, NBC News did a big story about the incredibly effective campaigns that Patriot Mobile is waging. You know how they're doing that? You know how Patriot Mobile is able to do that? They actually take a portion of what they earn and they give it to those causes. So when you sign up for a Patriot Mobile wireless subscription, you're helping fight back against liberalism in the classroom. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. They've got great nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use. Now, a lot of you have been asking, okay, what about the cost? Well, the good news is they've got plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts if you are a first responder or veteran. Great news. All you have to do is go right now to PatriotMobile.com/Todd or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get this. They're going to give you an additional special discount and free premier activation if you use my promo code Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. First night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS. All right, new survey out. 59% of you believe Joe Biden should release a cognitive test. Why is that number not 100%? I don't understand that. That's just silly. Wow. All right, there you go, 59%. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, maybe she should do a cognitive test as well. I wouldn't necessarily object to that. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So over the weekend, you had the MTV Music Awards. Was this music? What is this? Yeah, the VMAs, is that what they call them? Or as Kyle said, the WMAs, the Woke Music Awards. Oh, very clever. So, Grace, you're going to have to walk me through this because I don't know any of these people.
Oh, I'm ready.
So there's a little chick called Dove Cameron.
Yep. And,
all right. She's a Disney star.
She used to be, yes.
Or she used to be.
She's one of those ones she started at like the age of 12 and then she just went totally off the deep end after.
Okay, so now she's a best new artist.
Yeah.
And she won an award, and here's what she had to say.
I want to dedicate this to all of the queer kids out there who don't feel that they can take up space and inhabit the fullness of who they are. Thank you for getting an overtly queer song onto mainstream radio.
Okay. I don't
to
understand.
To be honest, I don't even... I think the song she's talking about is...
It's called Boyfriend.
Yeah. And she's like, I could be a better boyfriend talking to a girl. Yeah.
She. Oh.
Yeah.
So why isn't it called Lesbian instead of Boyfriend?
I don't know, Todd.
That makes no sense.
Now, I heard the song once, and I was like, oh, I see the messaging there. Very obvious.
Wow. How bad is it they had to have this at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey? I mean,
that's
really the armpit of New Jersey.
I don't know where that is.
It's the armpit of New Jersey.
Good to know.
It's it's about, 25 minutes by train from New York City to Newark.
Never heard of it.
If you think Memphis is dangerous, try walking the streets of Newark.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it is. It's a war zone out there. So she came out as a super queer. What is that? Is that like a Marvel thing?
I guess it's just that she's queer and proud of it. That's all I could think of.
So I don't understand then. Why is she, and again, 26 years old. So why is she singing, I guess she a lesbian?
She's one of those gender fluid type people. She changes the as the wind blows.
So she could be straight. Depending
she used
on
to be.
Okay.
She used to be, innocent and everything, and then she's like, I'm going to be different, which is just being queer, I guess. So she's into girls right now.
So actor, is it Billy Eichner?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is he a he, or does he identify as something else?
I think he identifies as a he, but I don't want to assume.
Okay,
it changes by the day.
Know.
It may have been yesterday,
anyway,
and now he's a woman.
Well, because we like to call people by their correct pronouns, not their preferred pronoun, their God-given pronouns.
True.
So anyway, he is all about talking about a new gay romantic comedy. Rom-com is what the kids call it these days, called Panic at the Disco. And he hates Clarence Thomas and called him a homophobe. So there you go. You know, what gets me here, can I just say, a lot of these, like, the gay movies and the gay comic books, the gay TV shows, they're all faltering. They're not getting an audience. And I just want to throw this out there. I wonder if this, if the LGBT population is actually minuscule in America, and is just not large enough to support these overtly queer people at Disney or MTV. I like that. The Woke Music Awards, WMA. Well done, Kyle. All right. Hey, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Just give me a little bit of country music. Hank Jr. We'll be right back, America.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, Governor Mike Huckabee coming up this hour of the program. Looking forward to talking to the governor. Grace, open up your email. I sent you an email, and you need to see this, and I want to get your reaction to what we're about to talk about here. You know, one of the big problems we've had in this country, there's a lot of migration. The progressive Democrats have completely ruined some of our most beautiful major American cities, New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles. It's just awful. So what happens? Well, all these people, all these liberals who created the problems, they pack up the U-Haul and they move to the southern states. And the problem is they bring their politics with them. They're woke, sex and gender revolutionary, pornography, perversion, filth. They bring it all down with them. And then you have states like North Carolina, which was once a rock-solid, beautiful, church-going red state, and now it looks like Sodom and Gomorrah. All sorts of crazy stuff going on in North Carolina. And the same thing is happening in Texas. And by the way, and it's happening in Georgia, which is one of the reasons why you guys, you flipped over the last couple of elections. You've got all these leftists coming into your state. I say we need to be practicing strong border patrol, border security. If you're coming from a northern state with leftist policies, you ought to either go through detox or take some sort of a test to make sure you're not bringing your politics with you. And it's very simple. We're very hospitable people here in the southern states. We will feed you. We'll give you a place to stay. We'll help you get up on your feet. Get started. That's who we are. We're pretty good-natured people. But we can only take so much. We can only take so much. And I say that because Texas is about to go blue. As hard as it is for me to explain, I think an incident over the weekend, and Grace Baker, I know you have seen this now.
Yeah, oh, I watched the video.
You cannot unsee it.
No, why do you do this to me?
Roanoke, Texas, Grace Baker, The Anderson Distillery and Grill, they held a brunch. Now, I love brunch.
Brunch is delicious.
Brunch. That was a big thing in New York City. You'd get the newspaper, and you'd go out to your favorite brunch site. And I had one over on Montague Street in Brooklyn. And you sit there and you drink your orange juice and you have some, I don't know, you could have some eggs.
Some hash browns.
And waffles. and sausage of the Link and Patty variety.
Yum.
Mm, delicious. A very relaxing way to start the day. And then you go to church, you know, and whatnot. So anyway, they had a brunch. But this was no average brunch. This was a child-friendly drag queen brunch. And one of the individuals, and what I find interesting about this is Antifa showed up. So you have Antifa. They've got the masks. They've got the AR-15s. And they're guarding the drag queens. And people may be wondering, you're listening here, wait, did you say Texas? Antifa in Texas? Yes, I'm telling you, it's the migration.
And, you know, this thing was called Barrel Babes Drag Brunch.
Yeah, the Barrel Babes, and they had Trish Delish, Salem Moon. I can't read some of the others here.
Ariel Diamond Doll.
Okay. And there's one morbidly obese drag queen that is dressed like a unicorn.
I love unicorns.
That's a lot of unicorn. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Hey, everything's bigger in Texas.
We're working on the... Yeah, that's a good point. So anyway, I'm trying to describe this. There is at least, I would say, that drag queen weighs in at about, what, 500, 600 pounds?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the unicorn horn adds on an extra 50 pounds right there.
No, that doesn't. No. That there's like a big cone sticking out of the fat broad's forehead.
Oh my gosh!
And the drag queen is wearing a flesh colored one piece, or it looks like a washed out pink one piece like
leotard.
Leotard with rolls of fat like flowing from the arms, and then like. You know how there's like for the average person, you're walking down the street and you have distance between your legs.
Yes,
there's no distance here.
Well, and like she's waving her arms around, and folks, that's not Pegasus wings. That's another kind of wing.
It's flab.
Flabby arm.
It's
wing.
Flabby arms. And then the problem is there's got to be chafing there because there's no distance between the legs.
Well, especially with this outfit, it's got to be. Can
it's
you
very
imagine?
Hot. It's very hot in Texas,
ugh,
too. You got to. I mean,
sticky.
You got to get the talcum powder. So anyway, people are very outraged, and apparently they're getting cash dollar bills from the children.
Oh, lovely!
Because you know, Capitalism. Why not just train up the children early? You know, so then when they go to the strip shows and the gay bars, you know, they'll know what to do with the dollar bills.
At least make them count and change.
So again, the drag event was held at the Anderson Distillery and Grill in Roanoke. This is from the Post Millennial. The event was called the Barrel Babes Drag Brunch, advertised as dancing, music, and laughs. Journalist Taylor Hansen says it's kid-friendly, but it featured vulgarity, sexualization of minors, and partial nudity.
Sounds like a lovely brunch to me, not.
So a group called Protect Texas Kids, Kelly Niedert, let's try to get her on the show this week. Kelly Niedert organized a pop-up protest outside the venue, and they showed up, and so did Antifa, and they were armed with AR-15s, and they were guarding the morbidly obese drag queen. One person said they counted 9 AR-15s there in the crowd, along with they got the rainbow flag, but then there's the transgender flag.
There's too many flags to keep up with now. And then you got, don't forget, a lot of people have in their bio, they got the transgender flag, they got the rainbow flag, and now they got the Ukraine flag. It's too many flags. All these social justice stuff.
Is Ukraine woke?
I don't think it's woke necessarily, but I've noticed it's something that, you know, the social activists love to put in their bio.
More than 20 children were in attendance, and multiple teachers were at the drag queen show for children as well.
Teachers,
school teachers.
Is this like a field trip?
And they're making the kids give the, you know, like give the dollar bills, like put the dollar bill into the fatty
Ew.
Flab. That's, I just think that's inappropriate. But what
What do we know?
What do we know? All I can say is, what are you people doing in Texas? But this is the problem. You've got all these people. You know what? Stay in California. We don't want your California values corrupting our states. We don't want that.
It's amazing how they move from one place that's terrible and they move to another place that's great, and then they vote the same way to make the place terrible that they've now moved to.
And if I'm a five-year-old and I see some 600-pound grown man with a big old horn coming out of his forehead, I'm having nightmares for the rest of my life.
Yeah, just a bit.
Eat a salad, pal. 844-747-8868. Do you have a problem with that, by the way? These people moving into your towns, your communities, and then establishing their own set of values. And this is a big problem, especially in rural communities where you've got families and they've got, you know, chickens in the backyard. Maybe they got a cow. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, they're building these McMansions and the owners are all upset because they can't handle that fresh country air that smells like chickens, because that's what fresh country air smells like, and cows and goats and whatever's in the barn. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Tony in Florida wants to weigh in on elections. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I want to say that Grace is a pleasure to speak with on the phone. I want to compliment you today because you really are hitting on many different topics that our government really has weaponized against the American people. Education, elections, the border. I mean, you can go right down the list. And if you think about it, it's almost like you're surrounded and encompassed. I do believe the FBI should be disbanded immediately. I actually agree with President Trump. They should just forego that last election, throw it out, and let's have another election immediately. Because truly, Joe Biden wouldn't be the president had Facebook and I don't even know what the other one is. That I don't have it. Birdie, the
Twitter.
One Birdie there.
Oh yeah, Twitter.
Twitter.
Birdie.
Yeah, I had that. I had that, and I got rid of it after they revoked Donald Trump. I didn't want to hear anything about it. But I want to remind you something, and if you remember when Rush Limbaugh said, the Democrats really, he knew Democrats and the liberals like nobody's business, as you do. And he said, if the Democrats could only get rid of these pesky elections, they could be in power forever. And I really think this is where we're at, is that they have weaponized the FBI. They have used all of the different governmental agencies around us. The LGBTQ CRT training in schools, they're totally turning our kids into the skulls of mush. So I really do believe, so even the parents are getting it from the children. Recently there was a class somewhere down in Texas that walked out on third period because they were protesting they couldn't get their daily dose of LGBTQ training and all this other stuff. CRT, I think, was the other subject. I heard it on a radio program. So I really do believe that you are really hitting on all cylinders today. You mentioned it, and I actually, I didn't think I would see it in my lifetime. I'm going to be 60 this year. But I can honestly sit back and say that, and agree with you, that if this thing blows up, I mean, because we can't really trust our election system any longer until they really prove to the American people that it has integrity. And so I really do believe that conservatives may turn to the streets, which I really didn't think it would happen, but I really do believe it's a grave possibility.
Tony, I will say this, that conservatives are a very peaceful people. We are happy warriors. That's always been the rally cry on this program. But I will say this, you can only push a happy warrior so far. And I think we're at that point. And again, when you look at the level of meddling that the FBI has been involved in, I mean, they have been trying to fix elections. And my question now is, all right, what else did the FBI tell Facebook not to publish? What else did the FBI tell Twitter not to publish? And if they went after Twitter and Facebook, had they been making calls to the TV networks? I mean, what level is the FBI involved in going and trying to, you know, to stop journalists from doing their jobs?
Well, I agree. I don't think it stopped at Facebook and Twitter. I think that was just one of the outlets that they went to. How Rogan got it out of, what's his name there?
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. I was going to say Walter Berg. Zuckerberg, how he got it out of him, and for him to openly admit that, we now know that government agencies are truly trying to taint elections and change elections.
No doubt about
maybe
it.
Maybe not necessarily in the way that we, the people, are trying to, you know, trying to, what our intention is, what our vote will be.
Tony, we cannot continue. Let me jump in here. No, I hear you. And we're late for a break, or I'd let you go on here. But it's a great thought you bring up. And I want you to give us a holler back, because I like where you're going with this. But, folks, you need to understand that your government is not your friend anymore. They are working against you. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they will come after you if you are a Trump supporter. No doubt about it. All right, we're going to the phones, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. By the way, you know, I don't promote the Instagram as much as I should, but we do have a great Instagram feed. We post a lot of photos and fun stuff there. And it's Todd Stern's FNC, F as in Frank, N-C, Todd Stern's FNC on Instagram. We're one of the blue check mark, but just be sure to check that out. But Grace, we got a story up on the, Abercrombie and Fitch. The clothing store for the children.
I shop there.
That's the one you can smell before you ever see it, right?
Yeah, it's gotten a little better, but
they hose it down.
They
with
do
that.
The cologne.
You know,
they have good jeans. What can I say?
I wonder though, how could you say that? They're all like, they have holes in them.
Oh my!
Why
gosh.
Would you buy perfectly? No, why would you buy jeans?
The pair I have does have holes in them.
All right, why not just go to Target or something and get a cheap pair and then. You know,
anyway. They're not as comfortable.
So anyway, Abercrombie has a new ad campaign up, and it features morbidly obese people. And so they got a photograph of this, she's a hefty girl, I'll tell you that much. She's what would you say, 350, 400, or maybe 250, 300?
See, it's hard to tell if I could just tell how tall she was in the
photo.
She's
a big girl.
No, I meant tall.
Oh, she's tall. Well, okay.
That's where my guesstimate is going to differ.
Pleasantly plump?
Oh, I'll say she's 350.
350. And so she's wearing a T-shirt made for somebody who weighs about 150 pounds.
Yeah.
So it's riding up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she's got these short shorts, shorts on. But anyway, I just pointed out that the star of this whole ensemble is the button.
Yeah.
On
it
the
does,
shorts.
It's holding strong.
That's
it's
an American-made button.
It's not budging.
It's not budging.
You know...
Go to the Instagram
I'm
and
not
check
saying
it out.
Anything
no,
else.
Don't say a word, Grace. Go to the Instagram, Todd Starts FNC, and you'll have to check it out there. All right, let's go to the phones here. Dora in Florida. Hey, Dora, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Great show today.
Thank you.
I liked your former caller. My point is this. I believe we're actually already under a Marxist takeover. And I believe that what they want to do is incite civil unrest by arresting Trump prior to the election or at the election in order to create civil unrest and declare martial law and then shut down the election. I think this takeover includes infiltration of the church, the perversion of the culture, I call it with the perversion of the day, dividing the people against each other, using racism as weaponizing everything, creating civil unrest and then civil war where they would come in or bring in the UN to take us over. And I think it doesn't matter who runs for president. If it's Ron DeSantis, they'll demonize him. If it's the most modest milquetoast, they'll demonize the guy. And I think that Victor David Hansen is right. I think that Trump is the General Patton of our time. He's blood and guts, he's tough, and he's the guy that the time has given us to lead us, hopefully, out of this awful, awful period where they're trying to steal our government and our Constitution.
Dora, we're going to leave it there. Well said, ma'am. Well said. We got to take a break. Dora, you give us a call back. Good to hear from you. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I just don't get the whole MTV Woke Music Awards. I don't get it. And so, again, Grace Baker, going back to this former Disney star, Dove Cameron. And can we play the audio? She won an award, Best New Artist, and she's given a shout-out to all you queer kids out there.
I want to dedicate this to all of the queer kids out there. Feel that they can take up space and inhabit the fullness of who they are. Thank you for getting an overtly queer song onto mainstream radio.
Okay, and this is where I'm kind of off the rails. She's a girl, and the song is called Boyfriend, so you would think that would be a traditional boy and girl thing. But if, in fact, she's a lesbian, as you suggested, Grace, or gender fluid or whatever.
Something.
She's leaking, yes. I mean, that's when you hear gender fluidity, you think, oh, that's a
you know, gotta
a
personal, leak, you better
it's a personal
patch it
problem.
Up.
It depends. So anyway, now she's saying that she could be like a boyfriend. So that means she identifies, but that would still make her a girl, which would be lesbian-ish.
This is too much for the lunch hour.
I wonder if Governor Mike Huckabee, who is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, waiting patiently. I wonder if he can add any sort of insight into this. Governor, hope you're doing good. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be back with you, Todd. What kind of insight can you add to that? I mean, here's a person who is clearly confused and somehow thinks that if a person is gay or lesbian, that they're left out. Seems to me they're the only ones who are left in these days. How many evangelical Christians were given an award? How many of them were honored with how wonderful they are? Any people who are MAGA people, or as Joe Biden calls those folks, MAGA fascists, is there room on that stage for them? I think not. So I just don't understand why this sense of being a victim is still so prevalent among these people.
Yeah, you hear the cheering crowd there, and you wonder, oh, well, any straight people in the House tonight? I mean, it's clear to me that they control the media and the entertainment industry now. And you're right, to your point, I certainly didn't hear anybody celebrating Christians or conservatives or anyone who did not follow the woke party line.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear someone say, and we just want to say how much we love all our Republican friends and the people who supported Trump and all the pro-life people and all the pro-family people and all the people who want border security. No, half the country is simply not welcome. So let's be real clear about what the agenda for these folks happens to be.
Yeah, it's funny. We've been following a lot of these stories that come out of country music now as we're watching the wokeness sort of infect Nash Vegas. And was it Jason Aldean's wife got a lot of backlash? She was talking about, her parents letting her be a tomboy, and she thanked her parents for not changing her gender. You would think that would not necessarily be a controversial statement in the country music world, but here we are.
Well, God bless Brittany Aldean for sticking to her stuff. I found that refreshing and just made me like her even more, the fact that she didn't just immediately apologize and grovel and say, oh, gee, I'm so sorry, I've offended somebody. She basically told them to put it where the sun don't shine, that she was just expressing her feelings and that should be okay.
Yeah, she wrote on Instagram, and this is a great response, advocating for the genital mutilation of children under the disguise of love and calling it gender-affirming care is one of the worst evils. I will always support my children and do what I can to protect their innocence. The other day, Memphis wanted to be a dinosaur, and tomorrow Navy will want to be a cat. They're children, for crying out loud.
It's a bizarre world we're living in, but frankly, when it's infected country music to the degree that it has, wokeness has now become officially the sort of the language of America.
Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, we played some audio earlier in the program from a guy you know, Ed Young Sr., the pastor at Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. And he did something that's a big no-no in megachurches these days. He actually spoke out against elected leaders and went off on the progressives that have turned Houston into this crime-infested hellhole. And he was telling them to vote. He says, vote the bums out. He was saying that from the pulpit. I loved it.
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing. I mean, there are a lot of pastors who are so afraid of their own shadow and certainly afraid of their own congregations. You know, when I read the Old Testament, I see these prophets. I don't think Amos would have ever fit in today's world. Neither would Jeremiah or Isaiah. The prophets were pretty bold. Elijah didn't exactly care what the king thought of him. And it's just it's a different world when we're so particular to make sure that we can be popular rather than we can be prophetic.
You know, Governor, we've been watching these developments over the past week or so surrounding the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Now, first of all, we'll get to the redaction in just a moment, but I want to get your take on the FBI knocking on Mark Zuckerberg's door and quite frankly, bullying and intimidating them into suppressing that Hunter Biden laptop story. I'd like to know how many other news agencies and social media platforms got visits from the FBI.
We all know, because talking about government interference with an election, that is electioneering in the purest of terms. And the fact that there's no accountability at the FBI for these kind of activities is frightening. This is a government agency funded by tax dollars, and clearly they've got their thumb on the scale when it comes to the elections, and they're trying to influence it toward a direction of the left. Now, I don't think that represents rank-and-file FBI agents, but it does represent the leadership, the politically well-connected in D.C., and it absolutely must stop. And if the Republicans don't have the guts to get it stopped, then they don't deserve to be in power either.
Governor, what do you make of the polling that's out there? The CBS News had a poll out over the weekend saying that, yes, Republicans still on track to retake the House, but not by much. And there's some concern out there that maybe things are getting a little squishy on the Republican side.
I do think the Republicans have got to step it up when it comes to messaging. We must start making sure Americans understand that we're the people that want to protect what they're paying at the grocery store and the gasoline pump. Sometimes I really have felt that Republicans have a great message for the corporate boardroom in the corner office. They don't have a good message for the dinner table, for the guy who lifted heavy things all day and sweated through all the way to his socks. And we've got to speak to the Waffle House, not to the country club. If we do that, we win big. If we don't do that, it could be a much closer election, and it shouldn't be. There should be a clear choice that Americans have between people who want to secure the border and those who don't, people who want to use our energy and make our costs lower, and those who want to make the cost higher. those who want to truly fight inflation and those who are going to keep it going. There's a host of issues that the choice is incredibly clear. And I just have a hard time believing that Americans really want this party to stay in power.
No, I do too, Governor. I will say this, that, you know, look, I'm as pro-life as they come, but you also have to be strategic in how you deal with some of these pieces of legislation. And the good people in Kansas learned that lesson the hard way when that pro, you know, that is a pro-life state, but the law went down in a massive defeat. And I think that is propelling people to get out and vote. There was a report out that more women are registering to vote. There was a concern about a race, a congressional race in New York State, where the Republican should have won and did not, and the abortion issue was front and center. And clearly, based on the conversations coming out of the White House over the past couple of days, they see that as a possibility to really drive voters on the midterm elections.
Where we have to improve our messaging on that is making sure people understand that the Supreme Court did not outlaw abortion. All the Supreme Court did was to say that it'll be decided at the state level. And even at the state level, we've got to make sure that people are clear that what we're against is wholesale abortion up to the moment of birth. This is not a keeping women from their reproductive rights. It's actually keeping them where they will be reproductive. But abortion on demand at any point, it is not something that the average Americans agree with. Over 80% of Americans believe there should be some limit on abortion. So that's the issue that Republicans need to run on. Do you want unlimited abortion at any time, even up to the moment of birth, or not? You can fine-tune when you think that is. You can do a lot of things. But if you let the Democrats have their way, they will basically be involved in infanticide, taking the life of a perfectly healthy baby just before he comes out of the womb. And not many Americans truly believe that makes sense.
Well said. And I'm with you. This is all about messaging, and we got to get it together. We've just got to. Governor, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
Well, we're going to have Lenny LeBlanc, who had a wonderful hit song called Falling. He's also one of the most prolific Christian singers that is in the Christian contemporary world today. And we'll have him as our musical guest. We've got a lot of stuff coming, some of which we're still working on, and we'll have it by Thursday of this week when we finally get our notifications of some of our guests. It's going to be a good show. It's never disappointing.
And by the way, we've got some exciting news out of Memphis. Young Rock, Dwayne Johnson's series, is coming to Memphis to film. You know, they've got strong Memphis ties, you know, with the wrestling community and everything here. And it's going to be a lot of fun seeing the Hollywood stars around these parts.
You know, they're probably going to ask you to have a cameo role in that film. I'm sure they will. So be prepared. Get your body in its best shape and be prepared to go out there and do some wrestling, and let's get ready to rumble.
I love it. All right, Governor, always good having you on the program. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, good guy, Governor Mike Huckabee. The show on Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN. By the way, I'll be on TBN later this week. We're going to give you details about that. They've got a great new news show, and we're excited to be a part of that effort. All right, hang tight. We got to take a break. When we come back, going right to the phones, we have Jim in Oregon. Hang on, Jim, plus your calls as well, 844-747-8868. Governor Huckabee says the Republicans have a messaging problem. Do you agree or disagree? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Todd, I live here in Western North Carolina, and it is a terrible problem with these people moving here from California and New York and all up north and bringing all of their values that didn't work up there here to us in Western North Carolina, especially Asheville. It's terrible. It's terrible, and we hate it.
No, well, I hear you, and a lot of other people as well are very frustrated with the people coming in, the liberals coming in. and changing the culture. Sherry, thank you for sending us a shout out. And by the way, you can do that if you download our app. It's one of our free features, and you can call in and you can leave a shout out message. How do you get the app? Well, just go to toddstarnes.com, our live show blog, and all the information is there at your fingertips. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Jim in Oregon, KYKN, our great affiliate out there. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, buddy. Hey, I want to kind of follow up on your last caller. Same thing. I mean, these Californians, the Wokers, the Alphabet people, you know, moving into our country and just turning it into a mess. Point in case, Bend, Oregon, which is a central Oregon town, used to be country western barbecue bands on the weekends. Now every weekend, it's all about the drag queen dance and all that. It just, they've ruined our state. I've lived here for 64 years, and, you know, the state of Oregon used to be logging, you know, farming, cattle, that kind of thing. Now it's all about this other junk that you've been talking about going on, and I'm just totally frustrated with it.
Yeah, it's, Jim, it's happening, and it's, we're especially starting to see it in the southern states. I saw it up close and personal in New York City, and even the extent that it's happening in New York City, a lot of people are just put off by how radicalized things have gotten there.
Yeah, it's like a cancer. It's been like a cancer. Once they move in, they just spread out. They take over, just like you've said, the city council to the governor. I can't believe the governor that we have now and the governors, except for the Republican governor, whom I'm going to vote for. The other two, are you kidding me? We don't need any more of that.
Oh, I live, I live in Germantown, Tennessee, which is a conservative suburb. And the problem there, you've got a woke school board. I mean, it is leftist as leftist could be. And it's shocking to that would happen in the suburbs. But that is what happens when you take your eye off these government elected positions, and you got people from out of town coming in. They get elected to these school boards and city councils and whatnot, and they bring their politics and their traditions with them. Jim, got to run. Appreciate the call. God bless you. Yeah, it's just shocking. And fortunately, we have a Moms for Liberty chapter here in our area of Tennessee, and they're fighting the good fight, and that's what you got to do. Let's go to Tom in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Tom, what say you?
You ask about the messaging problem. I got 3 points, but the messaging problem of the Republicans. So I think their message is fine. I think they have a testosterone problem. And, I mean, MTG has more testosterone than pretty much anybody else in the Republican Party, except for Trump and maybe Jim Jordan. So that's their problem. The message that they, if you look up their site, it sounds good, but nobody's stepping up. So and the second one was that woman that was up on the stage, and she was saying she, you know, didn't know what she was. It was the queer thing you were talking about. She is a homosexual man trapped inside of a female body. That's her issue. And finally, Karl Marx said, tell people that your opponents are guilty of what you're actually doing at exactly the same time that you're doing this evil crap. And that's called projection, and nobody's calling them out on the Republican side. I mean, this should be like a cannon going off every day from the Republican Party saying, projection, hello, incoming, more projection, and then point out the hypocrisy. And it just doesn't happen. And so no cojones on the Republicans except for those few I named.
Tom, it's brilliant advice, and I hope Ronna McDaniel was listening, because it didn't cost her a single penny. She didn't have to go out and spend $50,000 on a consultant to tell her that the issue here is a testosterone issue. God bless you, sir. Gotta run. We're coming up on the top of the hour news break. Hey, coming up in the next hour, Senator Marsha Blackburn back from Taiwan, and we're going to be checking in with her from the great state of Tennessee. And we're also going to be taking your calls. You heard Governor Mike Huckabee. He said the Republicans have a messaging problem. Do you agree with that? And if so, what should the message be? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. During the break, head over to the website. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. We have a very lively Twitter audience. Follow us on Facebook. We even have a private group for conservatives on Facebook, and you can find info about that as well. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It is hour three, everybody. Great to have you with us on a very busy Monday. And just want to say a very special hello to all of our new listeners out in Santa Clarita, California. You guys are just great folks, and it was an honor to meet so many conservative patriots, a number of people running for office, and personally, I was just encouraged to see so many people that are fighting the good fight. They're not packing up the U-Haul and getting out of California. They're staying put. That's where their roots are, and they're fighting for their state. And that's the kind of spirit we need to have all over America. So anyway, I'm heading back to California in a couple of weeks and then another trip out to speak to a couple of thousand conservatives down in Orange County in October. So we're going to be all over the country over the next little while. Speaking of travel, our next guest has put in some miles on the road and on the in the air. Senator Marsha Blackburn traveling to Taiwan. Of course, she is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. She is also my senator here in the Volunteer State. Senator, good to have you with us today.
I'm delighted to join you. Thank you so much.
Senator, let's start out just with a very simple question. Why did you go to Taiwan?
It is important that we support Taiwan, support their push to retain their independence and their pushback against the Chinese Communist Party. We all know that the Chinese Communist Party is intent on global domination by the time we get to the midpoint of this century. And Todd, where they are very active, most active, is in pushing against Taiwan, trying to say that Taiwan is a part of China. Even though Taiwan declared their independence, have their own constitution, their own founding father, their own president, their own military, China still wants to say that Taiwan belongs to them. So it's important for us as elected representatives to carry that message that we support Taiwan.
And Senator, I'm curious to know the reaction and the response you heard from Taiwan's president, because there have certainly been mixed messages coming out of the White House. Do they feel reassured? Do they know that if China does something, that America will have their back?
They certainly expect that America will have their back, and primary upon that is making certain that we conduct the foreign military sales and training so that Taiwan has what they need to defend themselves, so that they can practice deterrence, so they can move to that asymmetric protection model. And Todd, this is one of the things that I, along with others, had encouraged the White House to be mindful of as we talked about Ukraine and making certain that Ukraine had what they needed to conduct the protection that they needed for themselves in case Russia invaded. And of course, the White House didn't want to push forward with giving them what they needed to protect themselves. So then it becomes an issue of trying to get things after a conflict has begun. And Taiwan needs to be preparing for in the event of a conflict.
Senator Marsha Blackburn is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Senator, back home domestically, a couple of major stories are breaking over the past 7 days. And it involves this laptop, the FBI reaching out to social media platforms, and you have to wonder who else they reached out to discourage them from doing any reporting about what became the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. President Trump says, hey, look, this impacted the election, and the polling data is out there to suggest that nearly 80% of Americans would have voted differently had they known about the laptop. Is this a case of the FBI meddling in an election?
It is so troubling to me that we find out now that the FBI went to Facebook. So did they go to the other social media platforms? Did they go to newspapers? Did they go to publications? How did they try to nuance this? And this plays in to the appearance right now that there are those, not everybody, but there are those within the FBI that have chosen to politicize their work and their role with the FBI. And people want to trust the FBI. They want to trust the DOJ. They want to trust their government. But right now, they are skeptical because of things like this. And for Mark Zuckerberg to just say to Joe Rogan, oh, yeah, the FBI contacted us, couched it as Russian information, be careful, da-da-da. And how did that affect people? And what did people, you know, you hear it, I hear it. People will say, well, I read it on the Internet, so it must be true. And they will follow what they hear online and look further for articles that reference things. So if you go into all your different publications, if Google chooses how they're going to prioritize information in their search mechanism, then, of course, that is going to have an impact on the American people by what they hear and see, and thereby it affects what they say, what they think, and ultimately how they vote.
You know, that is so true, and we've got a lot of conservatives in the Stearns family, and I'll get a call from a relative, and they say, is it true what they said about President Trump or this or that? I'm like, no, that's not. Where did you hear that? Well, I saw it online. I saw it on the Internet. And but again, this is where we just have to fight back, and we have to say, okay, look, here are the facts. But again, Senator, look, I want to trust the FBI too. I don't trust these folks. I mean, going all the way back to 2016, they meddled in that election, 2020, and there's a pretty good argument that could be made this raid on Mar-a-Lago was a setup to meddling in the 2024 election.
Or the 2022 elections. And I think it is so important that we look at what transpired with Mar-a-Lago and we find out why the FBI decided to take this unprecedented action, something that has not been done before. Why did they decide that now was the time that they had to do this? They've never done something like this to a former president. When you look at Hillary with her 30,000 emails, all the classified correspondence that was on her server, on devices and laptops of those that were a part of her team, and you look at that and nothing was done, and then they're in a tiff, it appears, with former President Trump over handling of documents, and this is what transpires. People are looking at this and saying, you know what, two tiers of justice, one for the elite, one for everybody else. If they can do this to Donald Trump, they can do it to me. And it is unnerving to people that they have 87,000 FBI agents that are being hired, and they worry about what is going to happen with those agents.
Well, you're absolutely right, Senator, and this is, we're watching it once again, the weaponization of the federal government. This is right out of the Barack Obama playbook, and here we are so many years later in the, now in the, what I believe to be the third term of the Obama administration.
Well, that's a good summation for how they're conducting themselves. They do act as if this is the third term of Obama. And indeed, you have Jake Sullivan and Susan Rice and Ron Klain and Valerie Jarrett and some of those that were with Obama who are making the decisions by and large in this administration also. So people are justified in saying, hey, wait a minute, this seems like the third term.
Indeed. I'm curious, did you have jet lag coming back from Taiwan like that? I'm struggling back from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I did pretty good. I don't get that jet lagged necessarily, but it was a short, quick trip. I was into Fiji, Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea. All of these, there is the Chinese Communist Party picking up their aggressive tactics, trying to push their Belt and Road Initiative, their debt diplomacy, trying to really control the Indo-Pacific and push the U.S. out. So it is really important that we be there, we be present, that we be able to help these countries protect themselves and defend their freedom.
All right, we're going to leave it there. And, Senator, the most important thing, we all know what we will be doing on Thursday. My University of Tennessee volunteers, football season, taking on Ball State. It's going to be a great night of football.
Yes, indeed it will.
All right, Senator, we know you can't take sides because you've got a lot of universities here in the area, but we're big Vols fans here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Senator. Senator Marsha Blackburn, everybody. Yeah, this, finally, college football is here. That's like the most important thing, right? I think it is. All right. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. We'll go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Somehow we took a left turn down to the road to Crazyville. We got, what, the 400-pound Abercrombie models wearing the short shorts and the T-shirts that are riding up. And
the
then
tank top, yeah.
Yeah. I will say this, though. When you see the photograph of the button, I mean, that is a God bless America. That's an American-made sturdy button right there.
I told you they have nice shorts and pants.
I'm you know what? I will give that to you.
Those suckers are staying up.
And then you got the big fat drag queen unicorn out there in Texas. What
the brunch babes.
But there was also a runway, like a fashion runway, and they had like a 400-pound woman in a bikini.
Are we sure it's a woman?
That was, well, no.
Because like the drag queen, it's a dude.
I was getting a little seasick. I mean, there was like, you know.
Oh, was the runway rocking
it was
back
like
and forth?
Jello.
Oh, gosh.
And, but now they're saluting. I just don't understand that. I thought that the problem was for all the fat people, and I am a, you know, body made by pork here. Look, the whole point is you got to lose weight to be healthy. But now they're saying you got to accept people for
who
they are.
No, you're perfect. Don't change a thing.
You're perfect.
You're literally perfect just the way you are.
Have another meatball.
There you go.
You know, I was at the Delta Sky Lounge and at LAX, which, by the way, they finally opened
fancy.
Up part of the new airport. And there was somebody in line. And, you know, you're all standing in line wanting to get a little something, a snack. And, you know, it's not like take a meatball or two. It's like, I think I had like 14 meatballs. I'm like, dude.
He must have been really hungry.
Come on now.
Hey.
Don't be
flying, traveling can be a little exhausting.
Got to share, pal. Got to share. Play nice in the sandbox. It's not like the Sizzler or the Ryan Steak, you know, the buffet at Ryan Steakhouse. You
no,
know?
It's not all you can eat.
It's the Sky Club at Delta.
He's taking full advantage of those Sky Miles.
There you go. All right, let's go to the phones here. Charles in North Carolina, what's on your mind, Charles?
Hey, Todd, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the Republican message.
Weigh in. Hold on, Charles. Get it, Grace. Weigh in. We were talking about, okay, never mind. Charles, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's Monday.
So
Todd, this is my assessment, and maybe this will change after Labor Day when the campaign really starts to heat up. But on every issue, the Republicans have the Democrats beat. Inflation, immigration, crime, you name it. But I just don't see a lot of hard-hitting ads right now going after their political opponents. And what I think needs to happen is that, and I hope Rona McDaniel is listening to me right now, you know, years ago there was a senator from my state here, Jesse Helms, that had to face re-election against tough opponents like Jim Hunt, and he won by running these negative ads. But what you have to do, Todd, is I think you need to have your opponent's picture beside Joe Biden, and you need, if it's an incumbent opponent you're running against, you need to show their voting record, how many times they voted with Joe Biden on spending, on immigration, on all of this new stuff that's been coming out, and like the Inflation Reduction Act and their support of Biden's student loan forgiveness. And you make people aware of just how bad Joe Biden and their policies are hurting people. And I think,
you know, Charles,
that,
I yeah. think Charles, going back to the 1990s, remember the Mike Dukakis was the Democrat. He was running against George H.W. Bush. Dukakis yep. was the governor of Massachusetts, and he was behind this whole furlough program. And you had yep. the infamous Willie Horton ad. And a lot of people, you know, if you're a student of history, you know the story. But a lot of kids only know what they've learned in the mainstream media. But the deal was, folks, that Massachusetts had a weekend furlough program. This guy, Willie Horton, serving a life sentence for murder, but they let him out for the weekend. Have fun. Go to Six Flags, Willie. Well, Willie didn't come back from furlough, ended up assaulting somebody, committing armed robbery, and raping a woman. And George H.W. Bush, to his credit, made that a campaign issue, and that's why he got elected.
Exactly. I remember that ad well. And Todd, right now, what better, there wouldn't be a better time to make a campaign ad right now showing a family sitting down at the dinner table, having their door knocked in with IRS agents pointing AR-15s at their head. That's what people are thinking about right now. This student, transferring the student debt to the taxpayers, things like that. And something else, Todd, and the next time you have Jim Jordan, Marsha Blackburn, or somebody on your show, I wish you would ask them this question. Every single one of these Republicans voted against the Inflation Reduction Act. They've voted against a lot of other legislation. So if we take the House and Senate back, are they going to vote to repeal that? Are they going to vote to repeal this spending? Are they going to vote to repeal having 87,000 more IRS agents? And are they going to vote to try to stop Joe Biden in challenging him on this student debt forgiveness?
Well, those are great questions, and we will ask those. We had a lot to catch up on with Marsha, but we're going to have other folks on, and we're going to get them on the record on that because they need to, and they have to. It's outrageous, and the numbers of people that are infuriated over this student loan transference program is just off the charts. Charles got to run. Folks, Charles agrees with Mike Huckabee and says we've got an imaging or a messaging problem in the Republican Party right now. Do you agree or disagree? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And George H.W. Bush caught holy you-know-what during that 1988 presidential election. They called him a racist. They said it was a dog whistle. But the reason why the left and the media was so enraged over those ads, because they were effective. George H.W. played hardball. He took a page out of the Democrat playbook. And that's what we got to do here, folks. And I'll give you an example of that coming up a little bit later on in this hour. But we got to fight back and we got to punch back hard. And the Republicans aren't doing that right now. 844-747-8868, toddstarns.com is our website. Hey, download our podcast. It's a freebie, as is our newsletter. We'll be right back. All All right. Hello, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So delighted to have you with us today. Hour three of the program. May I tell you that there's a lot of bad stuff happening in the nation's capital, but there's some good stuff happening, too. Thanks to our friends at the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, they're doing some incredible work fighting for the Constitution, fighting for the free market, and they also have some great discounts. So when you join AMAC, you get to save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, restaurants. Love it. It's a lot of fun. And by the way, you don't have to be an old person to join AMAC. You can, if you're 17, 18 years old, you'll be able to join as well. Check out amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes, and you're going to be able to start saving a ton of money. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you need to as well. Get this, only $16 a year. $16 a year, not a budget buster. And great news, anybody can join. Again, amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great new book out that you need to be reading called The Woking Dead. This is probably one of the more clever book covers that has come across my desk in recent days. The author of that great new book, A.J. Rice, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A.J., welcome to the show.
Brother Starnes, great to be here.
All right, let's talk about this book, The Woking Dead. At first, I'm like, wait, is this a book about zombies? What's going on here?
Kind of. I mean, they've captured us. They've captured our youth, captured our schools. They've got control of our government thanks to the reanimated corpse in the White House. They've got our entertainment, our sports. I mean, they're all around us. But, you know, patriots like you, patriots like your audience, have to fight back against these people that are just obsessed, and I mean obsessed, with race, gender, sexuality, and identity.
And one of the things I appreciate about your book, AJ, is you do talk a lot about some very serious issues, but you do it with a lot of fun. You're going to laugh at a lot of this stuff. I mean, it's so outrageous, some of the things that are happening, and you're right. I mean, we're talking about all of our institutions in America that have come under attack by what you describe as woke zombie battalions.
Absolutely. You know, here's the thing, and this is going to be nothing new to your audience. The most of what this is, we've always had political correctness. We've always had the nanny state trying to snatch, you know, the big gulp or the salt shaker out of our hands. And you know, political correctness can spin up every 15 years. There's usually people like you or stand-up comics to push, you know, conservative hosts, writers, to push back on this stuff. The problem is that they discovered about 100 years ago when at the roots of what is basically cultural Marxism, that our blue-collar workers weren't going to unite against us and overthrow the government. You know, they weren't going to get a revolution of carpenters and plumbers. Instead, they looked to other foot soldiers, and these are the familiar groups. They infested the entertainment industry. They infested the academia and the public school unions, right? They infested the Democrat Party and, of course, the media. And the one thing that kind of holds them together now that they didn't have back then is big tech. Kind of acts like the cartilage, right, that holds them all together. It's their way that they deplatform, demonetize. It's the way the little digital brown shirts hunt down people like you and me. So they can move way faster today to censor us than they could Graham Greene or Ernest Hemingway or George Orwell, you know, 100 years ago.
You know, one of the things I like about the book, you bring some modern day comparisons and illustrations. And yeah, everybody knows they're going after George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, but you bring up Dave Chappelle, and we've talked about this on the show quite a bit. I mean, this is really the canary in the coal mines when they're coming after liberals like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, so today, I've got a piece called American Ayatollah. It's up on AmericanGreatness.com. And what I basically say there is, if they can't cancel you digitally, they may try to cancel you physically. And what I mean is, somebody jumped on stage and tried to stab Chappelle with a knife. Somebody jumped on stage with Lee Zeldin and tried to stab him with a knife. Somebody jumped on stage and stabbed Salman Rushdie with a knife. So look, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, cancel culture can take a physical form. I mean, they're handing out Brett Kavanaugh's address. So So, you know, these people, if they can't get you digitally, they may try to get you physically.
A.G. Rice on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line got a great new book out called The Woking Dead, and we have a direct link to it over in the live show blog. Got to read this book. So, A.J., you lay out what's happening. What's the fix here? How do we solve this problem?
Well, I mean, we've got more options, thanks to technology, today than we ever have before. So we're not wedded to Disney. We're not wedded to Netflix or the NBA. We can absolutely vote with our wallet when it comes to them not wanting us as customers. If they want to replace us with Chi-Com customers, let them, okay? Sayonara. We have plenty of other options. We don't have to, you know, go down the road with them. As far as fighting back, I mean, look, all this talk, I don't know whether Liz Cheney missed it, but there is an insurrection going on in the United States. It's an insurrection of parents, rebellion by parents. Whether it's Youngkin's win in Virginia, school boards in Florida, and what I think we can do in November is that the parents have had enough of this garbage. They don't want their kids being told to hate this one, to hate that one because of this or that. The left fought against separate but equal. They're now trying to reinstitute it. So I think in November we got to vote locally. You got to get rid of these people and obviously try to send Pelosi and Schumer packing.
AJ, I want to take a turn from the book for just a moment and again brag on your bona fides, because you are the leader of the premier communications firm in the nation's capital. I mean, you're a big deal when it comes to really helping to brand and promote people from, you know, like Laura Ingraham, our good friend, the late Charles Krauthammer, Steve Scalise, the list goes on and on and on.
I think the last time you and I were together in the room, I was with Ingraham at I think it was the Value Voters Summit. We were all hanging out, I think, backstage.
Yeah, backstage. I mean, yes, back in the, yeah, and of course, yeah, Monica,
yeah,
Crowley.
And look, we appreciate you putting all these people on. I mean, you've put on, and we've got Navarro coming. I think you've had Naomi Wolf. We've got a lot of big names. We've done a lot of them. And, you know, you have a massive audience and a loyal audience. They're a bunch of patriots. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, you got my two competitors on your list, so we can't mention those guys in this radio time slot. But but otherwise, you've got a great lineup. No, I love Buck. You know, Buck and I go back years, and we did a lot of events together back in the day, and they're doing their thing. The great thing is there's enough radio space for all of us out there in America.
No, absolutely. Everyone can eat. You know what I mean? I mean, what? You know, I mean, we have a giant shoes to fill, right, with Mr. Limbaugh gone. So
everyone's
got to have their, you know, game face on and laced up, ready to go.
But, AJ, to that point, we had Governor Mike Huckabee on in the first hour of the show, and he said that the Republicans have a messaging problem right now. And, I mean, you're the expert at all of this. What do the Republicans need to be doing that they are not doing as we head into the midterms?
Well, we're chasing shiny baubles. Right. And maybe they want us to do that. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that the raid on Mar-a-Lago is not outrageous. OK. Or the inflation bill outrageous, or the bailing out of bachelor's degrees in basket weaving is not outrageous. I mean, it's outrageous stuff. But the one thing that allowed Youngkin to do a clean sweep in Virginia, what DeSantis is doing, is we got to stay on these issues. Virginia swung 10 points from Biden to Youngkin. Because these parents are angry. They don't want, you know, Steve and Gary in the women's locker room. They don't want to be told by the 1619 Project, the CRT garbage, that their country's terrible, that white little kids are bad, and, you know, or whatever it is. They don't want to be told for Halloween that white kids can't dress up like Black Panther from Marvel movies. They don't want to be told this stuff. And on top of it, look, they hit us with a medical virus, and they froze us. They captured us. Then they hit us with a cultural virus, wokeism, to try to take our entertainment and our fun away. And now, thanks to Biden, we've got a financial situation where parents are having to spend $400 more a month, $6,000 a year. Most people can't eat that. So they need to stay on these three things and stop chasing cars down the street, because you're not going to catch them.
It is a fair point, AJ, and you're right about this in the book. Folks, you got to get yourself a copy of The Woking Dead. Again, we have a direct link over at toddstearns.com in the live show blog. AJ, congratulations on the book. Well done, and it's going to trigger a lot of folks over the New York Times, no doubt about that.
Hopefully. One can dream.
I love
it. You're the best.
All right, A.J. Rice, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot. And, A.J., we're going to get you back on. Love your insight, and you're doing great work out there.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
All right. Folks, got to take a break here. When we come back, we are opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. What do you think the message ought to be going into the midterms? What do the Republicans need to be focused on? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phones. Salem, Oregon. Ron on the line, KYKN, our great affiliate there. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
Not much, my brother. I'm going to say it like this. What we got here is a failure of communication of the worst priorities. And what I mean by that is that the Republican Party, and today we're going to have the co-chair in our state up in the Portland area in Gladstone. And hopefully, and they're funding the state, the candidates, which is for the first time in 20 years, is great. But the most important thing is right now, three things. As I hear from over 925 people so far from 15 counties in the state. I had a team roping them 2 weekends ago, and from 13 counties, and they're not happy. And the thing is, a message, a backbone, and addressing issue. You know how you do it? How you win? Number one, let's take example. CRT and the pedophilia thingy that they're trying to put on our kids. You go through and you contrast the person who brought the laws, which is one of the candidates running for governor, as a speaker, and you contrast what they've done, what is not right, and how are we going to fix it? An introduction, a body, and conclusion to the actions. The Republican Party in this state, unfortunately, I love my party, but you got nine parties. That's more like being run like when Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees of the Sanhedrin and the Sadducees. Status, power, and yet really ain't no power because you ain't getting paid. But you stifle the curve to become lions and mother bears. And at the same time, you got to go to these meetings.
Yeah, Ron. No. Ron, you're right. You're right. You got to go to the meetings. You got to get involved. And it's one thing to complain and not do anything about it. So you got to get involved. And, one of the big criticisms, and this is really across the country, is that the Republican Party is not exactly a welcoming party. And you really have to work to gain acceptance. You have to work to become involved. And there is, and we've seen this play out on the presidential side to an extent where we have lost presidential elections because it's this mentality of you got to wait your turn, which is what happened with Bob Dole, which is what happened with when you look even at George H.W. Bush. I mean, the establishment Republicans really despised Ronald Reagan because he didn't wait his turn. Right. It was supposed to be Gerry Ford, then George H.W. Bush. Reagan would never have been elected had it been left up to the party leaders. That is a well-documented fact. So Republicans do have to figure that out. But the problem right now is messaging. And Huckabee's right on the money on that. Let's go to Al in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Al, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, too much for your radio show. But anyway. You just talked about the party hierarchy, and that's my complaint, how Rona McDaniel still has a job. She has lost at least three elections in the last 2 years, and we're sitting here today without a consistent message. I live in Georgia, and I'm embarrassed at what happened to us in 2020, and I just blame her, Mitch McConnell, and all these other so-called Republicans who just don't want to fight and don't want to change things. Now, yes, I'm a Trump supporter, so I'm one of those deplorable. But right now, Herschel Walker is out of money.
he has a real opportunity to take back one of those two seats we lost in Georgia. But he's out of money. How does that happen? I'm done.
Al, it's a great point you raise, and that is something that, you know, we're just going to have to address. But they don't want to address those things. They really don't. Al, appreciate it. Let's see if we can't squeeze in one more call here. Jeffrey on the line. Hey, Jeffrey, what do the Republicans need to be doing?
They need to have their clear message on morals. Not many people in the United States of America believe in drag queens for their children or any of these men in dresses and all this ungodly stuff going on. They need a clear message on morals. And the fact of the matter is that most Democrats don't even believe in it. They just reached out and grabbed whoever they could to make a point through. And they're just riding on the back of them. Then they dug a hole so deep they can't get out. So I'd say morals for, we're seeing full-fledged spiritual warfare out there now. And if we don't get in there and the morals is not clear, then people, they're liable to vote for anything.
Yeah, Jeffrey, that's a fair point. And again, on this radio program, what you do as a grown adult, if you want to go to a drag bar, if you want to go to a straight bar or a gay bar or whatever, you know what? That's your right as an American citizen. You don't need my permission. You don't need my blessing. That's something that is afforded you under the United States Constitution. What I got a problem with is when you start exposing children to that. And I don't care if it's gay or straight, it's not right.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
All right. Jeffrey, appreciate that. I'm glad Jeffrey does. You know, there are a lot of people out there that are on the religious side, and they're like, Ton, how can you say that? Well, you know what? I can say that because, first of all, it's my radio program. But number two, this is how our country works, folks. I don't necessarily agree with everything you do. You probably don't agree with everything I do. But I'm going to defend your right under the Constitution to do that. But when you start grooming children, when you start having all of these drag queen story time hours, when you start bringing and there's a raging debate now about pedophilia, and they're trying to normalize pedophilia. Even the LGBT movement is having an argument over whether or not to remove the T from the LGBT equation. Because they see where all of this, I mean, you're getting chaos in the culture. And we warned people that this was going to happen, and that's what they wanted to have happen. But it's unraveling, and it's happening at a very, very fast clip. And unless we stand up and say, hey, hold on a second. Wait, can we all just agree that you really don't need to be letting middle schoolers know how to use Grindr? Can we all agree that is just really inappropriate? And if we can't do that, then we don't have a country. All right, we got to scoot out of here. It's been a great day. Thanks for hanging out with us. ToddStearns.com is our website. Newsletter coming out in just a matter of moments. You're gonna want to check that out as well. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.